we wasn't even close to closing, bro. It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we just started smashing Snapple Apple and 99 apples, dog.
Oh my
and just
God.
Like making drinks in the shit, but then not rinsing the blender and then making other people's drinks with the fucking
shit.
Like making
God.
A frappuccino in the same blender we just made like a 99 apple like smoothie.
If you or a loved one were personally victimized by the Kid Mero during his tenure at the Starbucks inside the Barnes & Noble on 77th Street and Broadway in New York City between the years of 2006 and 2008, you may be eligible for financial compensation.
The Kid Mero served me a chai latte, and I had an aneurysm in my penis. I suffered pain. I needed law.
Victims have suffered anywhere from moderate to severe ulcerative colitis or gynecomastia, a condition in which boys develop female breasts. If you or anyone you know have been victimized by this, call 1-809-SMD-FTB1.
I went into Barnes & Noble's to get a Bible for my grandmother. She wandered off to Starbucks and came back with arthritis and a plastic cock. I don't even know where she found it. I suffered pain and I need law.
It is our responsibility at Lambetoto Brothers Injury Law Firm to hold these people and entities accountable for their crimes against the public.
I went to Starbucks to get myself a nice Americano. When I walked out, I had 6 nipples. That's not acceptable in my family of Italians. I suffered pain. I needed law.
If you or someone you know have been victimized by the Kid Mero's debaucherous behavior at Starbucks, call 1-809-SMD-FTB1. That's 1-809-SMD-FTB1.
He's all right. You've seen the frustration overlaps with the chronic cystation. He is now into the gangster mode.
Now I'm just like a victory light. Victory light.
Yo. You fucking cowards, man. Welcome. Episode Ocho of Victory Light. You know what I'm saying? Let's bell the salamata out of the house. Renew Oye, you know what I'm saying? Salamotum is out right now. Go cop that. You know what I'm saying? It's the flyest EP of the summer. Of the autumn, actually, because summer's over. You know what I'm saying?
Dark Summer was the flyest EP of the summer.
Of the summer. But, yo, there's a lot of shit going on. You know what I'm saying? We here to inform y'all of what's going on in the world. Right now, y'all know this case has been going on with Young Thug. And, man, they're at the point in the case where they just throwing Hail Marys out here, bro. Acronymic Hail Marys. Because Young Thug's lawyer came out and said, Thug doesn't mean thug, like, in a literal sense of, like, yo, I'm a thug. It means truly humbled under God. And he used the Tupac defense of thug life, meaning the hate you give little infants fucks everybody. Like, and he said that shit with a straight face in front of a fucking federal judge, B. This shit is getting out of hand, B.
I believe him, though. I lowkey believe him.
I was gonna say, Young Thug is an inspiration to the youth, man.
I believe him. I believe what I mean?
Yeah. It makes sense that this... You didn't know that stoner life is actually not about smoking marijuana at all.
Oh, it's about...
Stoner is an acronym for striving to overcome negativity at every turn.
Oh, wow.
Magical.
Wow. Yo, and it's crazy because this goes back. There's a precedent for this. He's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
He's an acronym god. He told us back in the day that swag is someone who admires God. You know what I'm saying? So Young Thug is really just a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the one it's so Rico.
Yeah, no, he's evangelizing through he's evangelizing the youth. That's what he's doing.
Yo.
He's helping the youth reach Christ.
You
know
what I'm saying?
That's what's happening.
That's it. He's just pushing positivity.
He's a modern day Yogi Bear, bro.
Exactly.
Don't push a positivity.
Exactly.
Boo-boo.
Yeah. he's taking a bite out of crime. That's what he's doing. That's what Thug is doing right now. I'm sorry, bro. Jeffrey. That is what Jeffrey's doing.
He's taking a bite out of crime.
He's a model citizen.
That's right. He's taking a bite out of a perk in the middle of a courtroom.
How dare the federal government?
And listen, this is what I think about every day. I'm like, if this man was out on the streets, it's better that he's alive and out here than Henry Kissinger. We'll get into that later. But Young Thug is pushing positivity. He should be free, y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's my opinion on that.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
When Thug said, "Live life, not a man, but then I'll change my life."
Yeah, bro.
Same. That's what inspired me to write a book.
Exactly.
Shit is magical.
Come on, man. It didn't begin. It's the beginning, bro. Come on, man. Yeah. It took this here lifestyle. This here lifestyle?
Yeah.
Bro, he inspired it, bro.
Oh, yeah. And this is only the beginning, you know? So I can't wait to see what Thug offers the youth in the future. Cannot wait to see it. Cannot wait to see what happens.
Yo, this is wild, bro, because this is fucked up, because this is like a real RICO case. You know what I'm saying? But like...
It's so unserious.
It's so fucking unserious, dog.
The approach is insane.
Fam, like I've had people that I know be involved in these types of federal cases. None of that shit is funny. This shit is completely unserious. They're coming up with acronyms. The only thing that's more unserious than this RICO is the fucking civil RICO that a boy DJ Gluttony
got going on. Oh boy. Morning, everybody. It's your boy DJ Gluttony.
I got a civil RICO going on. Yo, I don't like, so I read this shit and it made sense, you know what I'm saying, right after the Thug shit, because it's a RICO. But I'm just like, what the fuck is a civil RICO, B? Like, you just like, you don't like, yo, you're guilty, but you don't go to jail, but you don't got to. RICO refers to the Racketeer Influence of Corrupt Organizations Act of 1970 as provided in the DOJ, blah, 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 blah. So listen, man, stop selling bodegas in Patterson. You know what I'm saying? Stop selling the fucking Dios bodega in Patterson, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's too late.
I heard that Don Omar got caught in this. Yes. He lost a few bands.
Yes. Yes. Don Omar?
Yo. Yes.
No, Elias!
Elias!
No! No! Not Don Omar! Hey, yo! No, fuck!
Perreando!
Elias! Oh, my God.
Tell me he didn't lose...
Piedra! Yo, perreando!
Tell me he didn't lose all his straight back money.
No, no! Yo, he's still spending Danza Kuduro money, bro.
Bro, I feel like Don Omar is like Bizarro Jim Jones. Because like
Jim Jones, that is perfect.
Yo. Jim Jones will leave the braid shop and be like, all right, now brush my shit.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Don Omar. Don Omar has never had not fresh braids ever.
Bruh.
His shit is always crispy.
That's a fucking fact.
Bro. They look. I thought they were fake for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I thought there was like. I thought there was a lace front, sew-in, something.
Like,
how are your shits that fresh every time?
Every time, bro.
It's ridiculous.
Like, Jim Jones got that fucking Tyler Perry wig on.
Yes!
Yeah, that should be looking terrible.
He got the Shamar Moore.
Exactly.
Bro, them shits look like fish sticks on a nigga's hand, bro.
They're like apple sticks from the Chinos, bro. Holy shit.
He's like, yo, what kind of braids you want? Yo, I want the crab sticks. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Oh shit. That's crazy. Yo, so that's what makes me feel like he's really guilty of this shit, bro. Because you're talking about Don Omar, like, just everybody who came into the radio station, he finessed, bro. Like, YG's gonna pop up next. Like, hey, cuz. Oh, actually, no, that's wrong. He wouldn't say cuz.
Hey, blood. So what happened to that? What happened to that little investment I made? What happened to that little? Hey, on Pop, you better make that shit appear.
So is Don Omar the guy who lost 5 mil?
Damn.
No, that's so wild.
Oh, my God.
Miami-based musician. It could be.
Yo. It honestly really could be. No, you know who?
He scared Pitbull?
Nah, I was going to say, you know who else it could have been? Mr. 305.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
No, he would never. Pitbull would never.
He's too smart.
I mean,
that was a reach.
Trust goes a long way, though.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
if,
you're right.
Like
yeah.
If you really, you know what I mean? Like, if you really fuck with somebody,
yeah,
and they go, yo, trust me, bro. Like, I got this play. Like, trust me.
Yeah.
And you really fuck with somebody, you might do some stupid
tell you
ass
some
shit.
Bullshit.
You know what I mean?
Yo, if Hassan was like, yo, put your dick on the table right now, hit the top of it with a hammer, it'll make everything sound better. I'd be like, I don't know, bro. I don't know.
But he does know stuff that I don't.
Yeah.
But he do. I know what I know, and I know what I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And if smashing my dick on the table with this hammer is going to make this shit sound good, then goddamn it.
And then you hit the Tom and Jerry scream like,
yeah.
He's like, you see how good that sound?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm playing back for you.
Yeah. Nigga hit the yowza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's both just roast me like, oh, you ain't no girth master, nigga. Forgot it.
Definitely not.
Oh my God.
By the way, pretty cool information you showed me that day.
Holy fucking shit.
Yo, that's crazy. So then they asked Charlamagne what they was thinking about this whole shit, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yo, he said the Breakfast Club is bigger than any individual. It's like, bro, what are they thinking? What are you, like, are you talking to an army regiment?
Yeah, like, I was going to say, like, yeah, what are you, the Empire? Like, what the fuck, are you Darth Vader? Like, what are you talking about right now?
You're talking like Braveheart.
Yeah.
You know, it's a morning show, my guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's like you at youth football. Like, what are we going to do?
Dan, come on, yo.
We're going to put this Rico in a pack.
Come on, baby. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know why I made you cry. I'm sorry. He spit my face, coach. I've never felt like the Breakfast Club was just a show about three individuals. That's always what my mind was, and you kind of see that. Like, if you plan to have longevity, you hope that eventually things got to change. I feel like regardless of what Envy's situation is, that nigga's cooked.
End quote.
Yeah, end quote.
End quote, allegedly.
Yo.
Fam.
Yeah, nah. If one of y'all motherfuckers did that shit, it's deuces for y'all.
Yo.
I don't know. What the fuck Charlamagne talking about?
Yeah. Yo, it's crazy, bro.
He over there just trying to make the best of the bullshit.
Yo, listen, bro. He's been through this shit for a long time, bro. He doesn't have
a spin. Envy hasn't spoken about it. Just the day after, because I always got to address the elephant in the room. Motherfucker, pay the elephant in the room.
Yeah, exactly. Yo,
get the elephant full of money, nigga. Cut that shit open, you liar.
Yo, sell that fucking, sell that stupid ass throne, matter of fact.
Right. What the fuck is that about?
Sell that stupid ass chair.
Sitting in the golden throne, talk about I ain't still nothing.
Yeah,
doesn't
yeah,
send exactly the message you think it does.
Yeah, he's king of the scammers. Yeah. So yeah, you know what I'm saying? I feel like the overall arching theme of the episode is motherfuckers is lying, bro. Like, everybody in court, the motherfuckers is lying in court, lying in Rico's, lying in civil Rico's, but nobody lying harder than my man's Alex
Del Mio
Persona. Because as Dominicans,
Yeah, you know, nah, we'll do anything for that visa, bro. We'll do anything for that visa. The only thing stronger than love is a visa.
Yep, bro.
Big
scamming
shout out
in DR,
oh,
bro.
Oh my god,
yeah,
it's so fucking bad.
Speak on it, Liz, please.
Yeah. I tell you what, if you ever go to the Dominican Republic and a man just happens to catch your eye and you fall in love, you will suffer for the next 14 years of your fucking life.
Yeah.
This is a guaranteed fact. I've studied this.
I've studied this. Yeah. Yo, so this TikTok popped up, and it's Kiki. Kiki said, yo,
went on a girls' trip to DR and stayed at all-inclusive resort for my birthday.
How the fuck do you do that?
This one lifeguard was so cute. His name was Alex.
Alex with his shirt off.
He kept telling me how beautiful I was so sweet, putting on my goggles. It was love at first sight.
Yo, hey, hold on. Then she got him stored in the WhatsApp, because you know it's WhatsApp.
Oh,
you
know it's WhatsApp.
She
got him
stored in the WhatsApp as
in 05, it would have been high five.
Oh, you already know.
Mi gente.
She got him stored as Mi Rey Alex.
Oh, boy.
And here comes Mi Rey Alex with the barrage of text, y'all. My everything. You two for me, baby. I love you so much, baby mine. Baby, never, I don't want to lose you. Never, mommy. I can't live without you, my queen. Yes, baby, will be amazing. My love, I love when you cry with happiness because yo te doy ese huevazo, coño. Te defondo esa creta, coño. Tú sabes lo que yo... Yo, Alex is hitting the bottom of that pussy, and he got Sue Beth in love, bro.
Porque yo le doy a trabajo, a trabajo, a trabajo, a trabajo, a trabajo, a trabajo,
he said, dale, could you blah, 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 could you blah, 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 could you blah, 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 could you blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
Dominican men are so fucking notorious for this shit. Ask any one of the Dominican bitches that you know. If you ever went to DR, whether you was a child, a fucking teenager, an adult,
yo,
and a Dominican man from that island did not serenade you with No Te Vayas.
Yo, no.
No Te Vayas. You did not live a Dominican life, bro.
Holy shit.
They all dedicate that song to you. And by the way, this song is about a dude killing himself because you're about to leave him.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's specifically about you getting on a flight. It's not you leaving him because you're leaving. No, it's because you're getting on a flight going back to the States.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, I used to, like, I never put that shit together, bro. Like, why all those songs were so, like, sad and shit. And it's like, bro, There was a whole dictator.
Bro,
I forgot about that.
Whole dictator.
Like, I be forgetting that, like, that a lot of that shit was coming out at that time.
Bro, and I love how, like, a large majority of them joints is like, yo, I'm a drunk boo. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's every song.
Literally, every bachata is, yo, I ain't shit, but come on, but sis,
come
please.
On, boy,
bro,
please.
That's every Teodoro Reyes song in the world. Also, speaking of fucking bachata legend Teodoro Reyes, I just wanna mention this right quick, bro. This is how you know these motherfuckers is not like they really about this sad boy shit. I think Dominicans, this is my hot take. Dominicans in the 60s, in the late 60s, were the original emo kids,
oh,
bro.
Yeah.
The Ooh. Original emo kids.
Morrissey, who?
Bro, he dropped a single, and the cover of it looks like a fucking 21 Savage mixtape.
No, it's just mad blood on the floor.
No, look, bro. Okay, look this up, audience. Teodoro. Like, not Theodore, T-E-O-D-O-R-O, Teodoro uh-huh. Reyes. And the single is called El Cuchillo. Tell oh me that's God. Not the hardest, the hardest album art you've ever seen in your life.
That
bro.
Translates to the knife.
That translates knife. To the knife. And like, look at this shit, Liz. What
oh,
the
shit.
Fuck? That shit go crazy. It is a knife. It's a rose with a knife through it. And the fucking finger of the creation of Adam
oh,
reaching
shit.
Up to the knife. Yo, I'm telling y'all, bro, hardest album art of 2023, bro. Nobody does this sad boy shit like Dominicans.
OG
man.
Shit,
I'm
bro.
Telling you.
Like I said, Morrissey came through DR, got the sauce, yeah. and everybody over Teodoro and all them was like, este lambón, Morrissey, que lo que quiere te diga.
Yeah.
But yo,
there's an update.
Oh, shit. Kiki Barbaricious.
Wait, there's an update on the... No.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
Yo, I want y'all to see Liz Bell's face right now, bro. She just turned away like somebody
oh,
broke their leg.
Okay, so wait.
This is catastrophic, bro.
For clear and concise understanding, the WhatsApp Dominican debacle now has an update. From how long ago is the original post?
One day.
Oh, my God.
My man got the papers in 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
Legend.
Yo. Nah, he was really dándole atabajo, 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 atabajo.
Oh, my God.
Yo hago lo que sea por una vista, 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 vista.
I'm surprised they haven't made a fucking dembow about that shit.
Mangue mi visa.
She should have realized something was up when he gave her the pre-bought wedding dress.
Oh, come on, dog.
Oh, boy.
He just been saving up, waiting for a bitch.
And look at your homegirls lying in the comments. Girl, you look exactly like Katherine Heigl.
No, you don't.
I really want him to be a good one because he looks so happy and classic.
Oh, my God.
Wait, oh, my God. The algorithm brought me back.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm praying he's not a Sankey Panky, but this is genuine as a Latina. I'm telling you, you seem so sweet. I'm praying. And
338 likes on that comment. Love it.
Yo, there's a whole army of Liz Bells in there trying to warn her.
Yeah. You're going to see Liz Bell herself, and the comment is only going to read, you stupid bitch.
And I'm talking about him. Yeah. Listen, I done seen 100 of these type of men. He got the face. Look you see the
face.
Shirt? You see the way the shirt cuffing to his shoulder?
Yo, he said
he's
I don't
a fucking scam
flicks.
Artist.
No, he's got determination in his eyes. Vic, can you scroll up to see the post so that people, like, if they want to look it up, they can see. Like, scroll up in the comments. It should be like at the top or something. But so if anyone wants to see the update on TikTok, it is
Kiki
Kirbaceous, like K-I-K-I and then K-I-R-B-A-C-I-O-U-S. And the hashtags on this post are insane. FYP, travel, hubby,
wifey,
wedding details. Goddamn, bro.
They also tag Taylor Tool and at Reformation. Shout out to y'all for taking part in this scam.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I believe Radishowski's so like, what I got to do with this?
Yeah.
Yo, Reformation is fucking DJ Envy's like wedding planning company.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Gluttony. And if you trying to get married, you know, if you fell in love overseas, you know what I'm saying? And you just want to tie the knot and you want to make sure that everything goes smoothly.
Come on
over here and reach out. You know what I'm saying? I'm an ordained minister and I can marry the two of y'all so y'all can live happily ever after.
Like
and,
me.
Yeah, like
actually,
me.
Not like me, because, you know, I did some things, but, you know, aside from that, yo, look at this man's face.
I can't.
Nah, I know you can't stand him, Liz, but you know what?
He's just seeing metro cards in her eyes, bro.
Now, the determination in his eyes is scary.
Bro.
It's scary. Know? Like, that man was on a mission and he succeeded.
He won.
Yes!
Yo, that's him. He's doing the Tiger. Yo, he's doing a Tiger Woods fist pump in his head right
he
now.
He fucking
like,
won, dude. Yeah.
You know this shit?
I go to America! Sin problema!
I tell you what. That's going to be the best 3 months of her life. She going to be over the fucking moon. Because that's one thing. Dominican men know how to treat you. Until he meet his second family, he's going to love on you crazy.
Yeah. I would say, until he discovers a Metro card.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Once he touched down the set. Bro, let me tell you a story. I know somebody who went to DR, got married on some I love you shit. Old boy touched down, already had a ride at the airport.
Never
saw him again.
He says,
not once, not ever.
Yo, he disappeared into the recesses of Flushing, Queens.
Yo, facts.
Bro, he found his Desi queen and was like,
he's working at a T-Mobile somewhere right now.
He in Flushing with Himanshu as we speak right now.
Yo, he's like, I like Himanshu, I love you cursing.
Yeah.
Priyanka, I like her.
Oh my God, yo.
I think she's very beautiful.
Yo, shout out to Heems. he would a Dominican girl named Yocasta right now.
Right now.
At this very moment. Oh my Lord.
She's like, come here. He's like, come here. Tu estás loca.
I bet you she paid for the food.
Yo, thanks.
I bet you she's
already tired of her. Look at him.
Yo, hold on. Vic, how many fucking photos are in this goddamn post?
I'm telling you, listen. This is a two-way deal. He's like, yeah, con que te lengua, que yo le doy su lenguetazo, coño. Tengo la lengua más larga que una sábana.
Tengo la lengua más larga que una sábana.
I mean, just fucking a Dembo Cero shit. He just came up. He's like, this is how I'm gonna perform at United Palace. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna marry fucking fake Katherine Heigl.
Yo.
Damn, bro.
He gonna drop his breakout single and perform that shit at Lowe's Theater on 188th in the concourse, bro.
Damn, let me tell you what this man is gonna do to this woman, B, and it's sad, because you said it already. He's gonna have her in Looney Tunes pajamas somewhere where she doesn't belong. You know what I'm saying? She's gonna be like on 163rd and Marion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or some shit. Like some. And just fucking miserable. Oh, she's gonna be like, I love him though. I love him. Cause he's eating the pussy real good.
She's gonna be at Marilyn Buffet.
You know what I'm saying?
She's gonna be at Marilyn Buffet. Yo. Mucho camarón. Mucho camarón.
I have a test for Kiki. What was it? Kiki Curbaceous?
Yeah.
Tell that man you want to live in DR with him.
Ooh.
Tell him you want to stay there with him and build a life and a family.
Do it.
Do it. Let's see what the fuck he do.
Ooh. Yeah. Yo, let's take a commercial break, pay some bills. You know what I'm saying? We'd be right the fuck back. You know what I'm saying? Because I just took a Viagra. Yo, we back. You know what I'm saying? You're welcome for those ads. I don't even know what they was, man. But yo, cop all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah. Yo, join this fucking Jesus, the side of Latter-day Saints, whatever the fuck. Yeah, do your thing. But yo, listen, man, Kiki's in love. We all know that. You know what I'm saying? Because dick is a very powerful drug. Horniness is a powerful drug. It's more powerful than fentanyl, which...
Then you know, what?
The fentanyl. What did I say? Fentanyl?
You said it's more powerful than Tom Felton or some shit.
Tom Felton?
It's more powerful than Draco Malfoy.
Yo, what was that?
Draco Malfoy.
Yo.
Oh, my God. It's more powerful than Fenty.
Yeah.
Beauty. But speaking of horny niggas, man, we've been talking about this for like, you know, on and off, you know what I'm saying, here and there. Stephen A. Smith is going, he's doing a lot, bro. Liz's Locker Room, shout out to Liz's Locker Room, follow you on Twitter. She asked Stephen A., she said, why are you so freaky? And Stephen A. proceeded to give the freakiest answer possible without saying anything freaky. He was just, he sounded like
fucking
Quiet Storm.
He sounded like the bad guy from Die Hard. Just like, he was like, and how do you know I'm freaky? How could you possibly know that?
The freakiest shit, he ended it with,
you don't know what I'm capable of.
What the fuck kind of old man suits your shit?
That sounds like a threat, bro.
Yo, you see, yo, capable of, bro. Like,
what do you mean by that, Steven?
Yo, come on, B. Like, what the fuck?
What if we did this, right? What if we fucking took mics away, bro? these old ass, freaky ass bastards who don't know what the fuck to talk about.
Hey, Bailey. Bailey, get your mans, bro. Shout out Bailey. Bailey Carlin used to work at Barstool. He managed me at Sports Talk. Yo, Bailey. And now he runs socials for Steven. Bailey, get your mans, bro.
Get your boy, dog.
He's
Bailey,
out of control.
And I know you're the one okaying this. You're the one greenlighting this, Bailey.
Bailey might be a freaky ass nigga, yo, too.
Bailey's, yo, you know
that's
what's crazy?
That's what it really is.
You know what's crazy? Bailey got a mustache only. Freaky.
Yo, you're a freak.
Fucking freaky, yeah, you're bro.
Freakazoid yeah. ass yeah. Bailey.
You either a freak or you play for the Yankees.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or both.
Hey, Bailey, get your mans, bro. Come on. Yo. You're making us look crazy out here, bro.
And then the lighting don't make it no better.
It's like, it's yeah.
He got, it sounds he like he's sending a terroristic threat to the world, bro. Yeah. It's fucked up.
He got deep blue sea lighting behind him and shit. Yo. Oh, my God.
Yo, this man is feloniously horny, man. This is crazy. That low voice shit is, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like we talked about that shit, like, about dudes talking
yeah,
in Spanish.
Yeah,
and like, with the low voice, I feel like motherfuckers think they're doing something when they do that. I'm like, you're not. I'm like, this is how I talk to my kids when we in the store. I'm like, listen, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, put that shit down.
Yeah, and like, you're not doing, like, you're not doing it like when PY was here, remember? Like, yo, you're not doing nothing when you talk like this, and then in the bedroom, you sound like Angel Dior and shit. You know what I'm saying? We in the bedroom, like, you know what I'm saying? It's all swagged up. Like, yeah, ma, what's up? You mean I take care? You already know what it is. And then in the bedroom, you go,
Rocky, tanky, tanky,
in the bedroom. Yeah. Jesus Christ, man.
Yo, horny bastards. Yo, listen, let's take mics away from people, as Liz suggests. You know what I'm saying? It's a very smart idea. Also, let's take lives away from people, bro. Henry Kissinger's dead, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, make sure those Henry Kissinger dead. Motherfuckers dead.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Kissinger pack watch. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha,
ha. Yo. Fam, yo, Henry Kissinger's dead, bro. He's old as fuck.
I love
he
how
he died
like,
at 100, though.
He waited. He's like, yo, I'm gonna get to 100, and then I'm gonna kick it. And
bro,
I'm gonna do evil for 100 years.
I'm gonna do evil, fresh out the womb, bro. Damn,
straight out,
yo.
I mean, it was in the manger, like thinking about plotting about evil.
Bro, I have this like it's tinfoil hat rainy time. I have this conspiracy theory that like there has to be something on the other side. There has to be. We don't just die and turn off like a light. It's impossible. And my proof of this is how terrified rich old people are of dying.
Oh yeah.
Like bro, what's the name? Rockefeller or not Rockefeller. Fuck.
Dude
that got like 9 heart transplants.
Yeah, I remember that. Yes. Didn't he die already?
He did. He did die. Oh, but like bro, I'm sorry. I simply wouldn't want to live at like you seen the last picture of him?
Yeah. Like, he looked like after you nut and you're like, oh yo, chill.
Yeah, yeah.
He looked like that. He was just gonna call like this.
Yeah, just perpetually. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that was Prince Philip.
And that
was Prince Philip who looked like that.
Man.
But I'm talking about it was a something like Rockefeller or Roosevelt, like he died at like 110 mm-hmm. or 101 or something.
Yo.
He had like 9 heart transplants.
And, and this motherfucker too, fucking the Viacom motherfucker, Redstone. Like, bro, this motherfucker was having menages at like 105. I'm like, this is crazy.
How you still horny, bro, at that age?
Yo, I'm just, bro, if I'm 105 and my eyelids don't work, yo, just fucking kill me, nigga.
Put me down,
like,
bro.
Put me down like a fucking shih tzu, bro. Like, just get me out of here, dog.
David Rockefeller. David Rockefeller had 9 heart transplants.
Get the
and
fuck
his
out
sixth,
here, bro.
His 6th heart transplant was at the age of 99.
Nah, man.
So.
I'm hit you with the Marcus Camby gift. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Fuck, you gotta go, nigga.
So my conspiracy is
God
that
God don't want you here.
Yeah, yeah. My conspiracy is that there is enough money in the world to find out what's on the other side. There is enough money. There is enough. David Rockefeller
he
had
that
money.
He's just like, no, I don't want that. I don't want
he
that.
Saw what was waiting for him on the other side, and he goes, I gotta stay topside for as long as possible, bro.
Dog,
that's my conspiracy.
Look
theory.
At your man. He looked like Girth Mathers foreskin, bro. This shit is crazy, bro.
Yo.
How you look? Yo.
Yo, he looked like the outside of a pineapple. It's insane, bro.
You should look up David Rockefeller to strike that joke alone.
Yo, please.
That was a banger.
Bro, the black and white picture, he looked like he's 78 years old.
Yeah.
He's like, this is me when I graduated with my PhD in slaveology.
Yeah.
In slaveology?
That's crazy.
In 1776.
Holy fuck.
I fought George Washington on Fordham Road.
But it's crazy.
I watched this shit.
This dude could get 9 fucking heart transplants, bro.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that feels like super unethical. Like,
I was about to say. I was like, after 3, it's like, I feel like, bro, listen, I don't want to sound insensitive, but I feel like,
fuck him.
Fuck this motherfucker. I'm like, bro, fuck this nigga. You rich, bro. After heart number 3, if I'm a doctor, I'm like, yo, fuck that nigga. Put a dog heart in that nigga shit, bro.
See if that works.
Get a dog heart. Yo, put a fucking yo, nigga. I'm gonna go in the garbage, God nigga. Damn. You're going to garbage, nigga. Find some shit, bro.
Go in the garbage.
Put a fucking, put some fucking.
Yo, build one out of Legos and throw that shit in there, yo.
Throw that motherfucker. Yeah. Yo, there's a Lego store across the street. Nigga, go get that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is fucked up, bro. It's some crazy. People can't get one.
One.
Yeah. People be waiting their whole life. This motherfucker got 9.
Like, I've seen John Q, bro. I know what motherfuckers go through.
Yo.
Like, shout out to John Q.
Oh, my
Q.
God.
It's one of my favorite movies.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, Denzel couldn't get off a fucking lung for his kid. This thing could get 9 hearts? The fuck out of here.
You know what? Let me actually look this shit up. like, how many heart transplants
did David
Rockefeller have?
But it was too fucking much.
It was too many, right?
Hold on. David Rockefeller once said after his 6th heart transplant,
God damn.
Every time I get a new heart, it's like the breath of life is swept across me. I feel re-energized and alive.
Yo, nah.
You are 99.
Nah, you're taking another person's body part, bro.
What if he didn't need the hearts? He just liked the thrill of like, yeah.
And that's some real rich nigga shit.
Yeah.
He's just like, yo, that surgery. Yo, them drugs be hitting.
Crazy, bro.
He's like, yo, I just like to be anesthesialized.
Nah, that motherfucker is in the basement of hell right now as we speak.
Yo, what? He's really in the OR just for the attention.
Bro, heart transplants might be the most expensive kink on the planet. We're talking about,
talking about horny,
bro?
Oh, word?
Imagine you develop a surgery kink, bro.
Yo,
what the hell?
Oh, my goodness.
You know what type of income you gotta have?
Yo, dog.
To fund?
Like, you just at the hospital for special surgery beating your meat? Like, yeah.
Yo.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, shit. No anesthesia.
Keep me awake. Keep me awake,
yo. Oh, yo, that's my ACL. Tear it again. I'm coming. Ah. Yo.
This is the face of gratitude you get once you complete that heart transplant.
Oh, he's like, oh, thank you for your heart. Yeah. Person who died tragically?
Holy shit, bro.
Yo.
So what's more criminally horny? A heart transplant kink or walking around with your beef out at Disney World, bro. Which is an institution built specifically for children.
For children, fam. They give you a poncho when you get there. Like, yo, please.
That is crazy.
Is it really
man?
Shrieking if you're naked except for the shades you have on? For the J-Lo shades.
He's not fully naked. Yeah.
I would be offended with the thumbs down. Like if I was him.
Yo, he's like, yo, what?
What the fuck do you mean by that?
He's like, hey, not everybody can be Girthmaster, all right, guys?
Yeah. For the uninitiated, we're looking at a picture of a streaker at Disney World. And, for the purposes of it not being censored on Twitter, they put a thumbs down emoji over my boy's situation. You know?
Yeah, he's fucking ripped, though.
Yeah.
He had a small cock, I can tell.
Yeah, there's no shadow.
Yeah.
If you could hold your dick with one hand, you got a small dick, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
just here to tell you, baby.
That's Jack Harlow. Like, that's, I don't know.
It does look like it.
Like, that is literally Jack Harlow.
It's Jack off Harlow.
Yeah, Jack off.
Wait, but he was doing that? Or he was just walking around?
Yo, that's the shit. Like, it's like, Shorty just posted this with no context. She said, I am on Small World. There's a stranger. I cannot believe this
is happening.
A streaker.
I cannot believe this is happening.
Yeah.
Like, yo. But, hey, it's Florida, baby. It's Orlando. A lot of people forget.
Oh, yeah.
My question is Orlando, Florida.
How long was that? Like, I have so many questions. Like, did he, like, is he even horny? Is he tweaking out on some shit? Like, did he, what ride did he take his clothes off on?
Did the Woody costume get too hot? And he needed a break? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The Haunted Mansion? Like, that? Like he's seen the fucking, what's her name? Not Regina King, the other one.
Regina Hall?
Yes. He's seen Regina Hall. You know what I mean? He's seen Eddie Murphy, Regina Hall looking type of eye. And that little...
he's like, yo, you know what? Shit. Like, yo, ain't nobody looking for me.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't get some money right here.
Bro, that's the worst place to do drugs. If he is tripping balls.
This
the
world,
worst
right?
place to do drugs.
I'm like, yo, if you're gonna trip out, bro, like go to a park. This is my suggestion. As somebody has done psychedelics mad times, go to somewhere natural, B. You know what I'm saying? Go to like a park. Stay in your crib. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Here's my tips for psychedelics. If you're gonna take acid, shrooms, whatever, do it in a situation where you're like, yo, I am totally safe here. Nothing around here is gonna freak me out. You know what I'm saying? Nothing around here is gonna fuck me up.
Yeah.
Cause yo, the worst situation to be in is like a situation like that where you take some shit and then you get to Disney World and the shit ain't hit yet, but then you get on Splash Mountain and you're like, ah!
Oh my God.
I'm gonna drown! And then you take the picture, you're the only one screaming. Everybody else is like, yeah! You're like, ah! Like terrified for your life. Man.
By the way, I don't know why I said Regina Hall. It was not Regina Hall in the original Haunted Mansion.
I'm just starting throwing Regina's.
It's not even close. It was Marsha Thomason. Okay. That played Eddie Murphy's wife in that film.
Shout out to Marsha.
Shout out to Marsha, bro, because I ain't never seen her in anything else. So,
let's see her face.
Shout out to Marsha. Yeah.
We can remember her for something else.
She was in.
I can remember her.
She's from that thing. She has one of those faces. She's from
yes,
that
exactly.
thing.
She
might have been in The Walking Dead, if I'm not mistaken.
That shit. And she was like in a USA show.
Bro,
she was a working actor.
Bro, she was in The Haunted Mansion and Black Knight.
What?
With Martin Lawrence.
Right.
To me, honestly, that is the worst movie I have ever seen.
Yeah.
Ever. It was just so bad.
That is crazy for you to say, Victor.
When your jump shot's like that. Yeah.
I dead ass loved Black Knight, man.
Yo.
Shout out to Marsha.
Yo, shout out to Marsha. Yo, yeah, nah, because now I'm like, yo, I know you from mad shit. Yeah. I just don't remember what.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean.
Also, could just be confusing you with one of my cousins because you look Dominican as fuck.
Dominican as hell. No, but that's not Marsha. That's Marsha Ladies right there.
That third picture right there in the second row. That's Marsha Lady.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, prima, mándame una ropa.
Yeah, that's not Marsha.
Prima, yo te vi con tu Hollister. Tú tienes Hollister.
Yeah.
Mira, tú sabes que aquí no hay Aeropostel, porque tú no me traes un chico eso. Tú sabes que aquí no hay H&M, coño.
You know
there ain't no Aeropostel over here.
Yo, she said ain't no H&M, nigga.
Yeah.
Not saying grato.
But that's what I'm saying. He's seen the hologram of Shorty. On the Haunted Mansion ride.
And it was like, yo, it's time to get money.
Off a bean.
What you say,
Yeah.
Speaking of freaky ass niggas, I was scrolling down my Twitter timeline the other day, right? And I came across this random tweet. I'm going to read it real quick. What happened to Victor from the Bodega Boys pod? I'm listening to the final episode again, and he is talking about finding toilet paper in the booty hole while eating ass. I wonder how he's doing. So, Victor... No! How are you doing?
I'm great and I'm still here.
I'm
still standing.
Being that Victor got me to being this Victor.
Yo.
To be home, then you gotta be home now.
The last episode. Was that the last episode? I don't remember. Listen, I say a lot of things, okay?
Oh my fucking God, bro.
Bro, that shit caught me so off guard. I was like, Victor said what? Yeah. It can't be the same Victor.
He's a socio, boy.
It wasn't just me on the mic. You know what I mean? It's not like I hijacked a conversation and fell into that, okay? I had some bad influences.
God damn.
Oh, man.
How we've all avoided meningitis, I'll never know.
Yo, fam, what? I heard motherfuckers getting that shit from like playing in the toilet. And I was like, you play in the toilet? I was like, how does that
work? Like, what?
Yeah. Like, play with like fucking aqua toys
get it. Yeah.
In the toilet.
Oh.
I'm like, what?
Yeah,
and
nah.
I was like, oh, that's how you get meningitis.
Well, that's crazy.
I don't know about that one. I don't know about all that, chief. Holy shit.
Yo, let's go to commercial break. And when we come back, you know what I'm saying? My esteemed calls are going to dip into the bag. Yo, we back, you motherfucking cowards. Yo, listen. Thank you for tuning in. We love you. You know what I'm saying? Randy will do custom content for you for the low.
All you
have to do is use discount code. Victory,
use discount code VL2023 for a custom video on my OF. Yeah.
Yo, so Bear Surprise asks, hey, Victory Light team, first of all, let's get it. Convictions in the DJ Envy case.
Jesus.
I've been fucking a girlfriend lately, and she's admitted I've been hitting it good. She lives far from me, so I don't want to date her, but we have chemistry. Should I try? Wow.
You answer too late, okay? And now he's married to Shorty in Dominican Republic.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, Victory Light team, first of all, let's get it.
Yeah. Liz, what would you suggest this young man do?
I mean, they already fucking. Mm-hmm. She like it, but she's far. Yeah, a little gas money. I mean, you having a good time? Go on.
Yeah.
Dive head fucking first.
Do your thing, right?
Yeah,
do it. Yeah, that's what I feel like. I'm like, bro, like, you know, if she's telling you to think it's good, I mean, how often? So I know that sometimes women will lie to a man and be like, yo, the dick is good, when it's not. Mm-hmm. Like, what would you say is the percentage of that? Like, and is this in play? With the little information we have here, is that in play?
Yeah, like, is she protecting his feelings? What do you think, Liz?
She said she's admitted I've been hitting it good. She's lying. She's lying. I'm sorry, Bear Surprise. I love you.
Yeah, that's not. I don't. I feel like maybe his choice of words wasn't great, because like, admitted sounds like a crime.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like he's like, it's my dick good,
don't
bitch.
Your bitch.
It's my dick good. You better fucking tell me right now. My dick is good, bitch.
No, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
No, it's great. Yeah, yeah, you're hitting it so good, baby. You're hitting it so good.
I'm in the bottom.
No, yeah.
You're hitting it.
Yeah. So admitted was probably not, you know, the best choice of words. But
yeah.
I mean, okay. I guess to answer this question with some fucking sincerity, because we don't take shit serious on here. Me personally, I would say no. Don't try it. Just for the simple fact that, like, I think labels come with pressure. And you said she lives far from me, so I don't want to date her. There's your answer. You've already made up your mind. you said it right in the... You answered your own question in the question.
Mm-hmm.
You said, I don't want to date her. Don't waste her time. Don't waste yours. So, no.
Yeah. I'm similarly on board, you know what I'm saying? But I'm with Lizbell also on, like, yo, go for it. But go for it and let Shorty know, like, yo, listen, you live far away, so I'm going to come every once in a while, drop some dick off if you enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is going to be the arrangement. If you cool with that. If you're not cool with that, then, you know what I'm saying? Go find some other dick to lie to.
Yeah, and I also don't think people have enough explicit conversations like this. Like, I think it's like, just say this to Shorty. Like, just be like, hey, listen, you live dumb far. I'm not trying to commit because you live dumb far. But, you know, whenever you got time, like Metal said, then I could come through, you know what I'm saying? I could hit the bottom,
you know
and
mean?
Then we could get married in DR.
You know? Everybody wins. I get my pizza.
Get married in DR don't count, bro.
I'm here to tell you right now, as a 40-year-old married man, the people that in your friend circle that are like, yo, come to my destination wedding, they don't really want you to come.
Yeah.
They just trying to save themselves some money because they don't want to rent the hall and spend five bands and pay DJ Adoni.
That's wonderful, because guess what? I don't want to fucking go.
Yeah.
Bro, I hate being a part of weddings. That shit, it feels like a job.
Yeah.
They got a set schedule. You got to have your hair a certain kind of way.
Yeah.
You got to fucking call out music. It's a whole theme, bro. Fuck weddings and fuck love.
Yo. Liz, thank you so much. Oh my God. It's because I feel like an asshole when I say that type of shit. Like, I'll tell my best friends in the whole world, bro. I'm like, hey, listen, I know y'all been together like 6 years, and I know y'all thinking about it. Do not invite me. Do not invite me. Listen, you are not worth the childcare.
Yo.
You are not worth taking the time off of work. You are not, like, no one in my life is that important. No one.
Yo, get on an international flight to go watch me get married barefoot in a linen suit.
Yeah, yeah. To watch me get married barefoot in fucking Punta Cana, bro. I'm good. I'm good, bro. Like, no.
And you got the only good suite, nigga. I got the junior suite, bro.
Bro.
They got me in here with four motherfuckers, B.
Bro, in like 20 years, I might go to my own son's wedding.
Maybe.
If he acts right and asks nicely, I might go to that motherfucker. I'm going to see what's going on in 2036.
Yo, because, you know, like, you know, we all consume media, watch movies and shit like that. Every single fucking big movie that's like centered around a wedding, every single time somebody's dad or uncle or mom or titi is like, oh, that's the rich auntie or whatever. We're going to get married at their house.
Yeah.
I bought the house I bought right now, so I wouldn't have to go to a wedding. I was like, nigga, you get married in my backyard. Stop playing.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here, bro. Now I don't care if the sprinkles go off.
I didn't get this fucking koi pond for nothing.
You know what I mean? I'm throwing you in the pond after, bro. That's how we gonna celebrate, you fucking bozo.
So yeah, don't try it. Bear surprise. Don't.
Please don't.
Or just have that combo with her and see where it goes.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, be honest and tell her, listen, we're not gonna be in a whole relationship. We could do this. If not, then that's fine.
You know what I'm saying?
Do we want an update?
He also said it was a friend.
Oh yeah, we definitely want an update.
I would love an update.
It was good. Shout out to Bear Surprise. Yeah,
you know what you have to do, Bear Surprise.
Yeah, come on, Bear Surprise. Yeah. Update us, man. With video.
With the sound on. I'm Stephen A.
You know, because
make sure you
know what I'm saying?
Hey, make sure you send a video with the sound on.
And make sure to flash on too.
And make sure it's in slow-mo.
You know what I mean? So when the shit is wet, it could be gleaming and glares in the camera. Yeah.
Make sure you stand in front of the window from the at golden hour.
You feel me? That's how you gotta do it. But first of all, you gotta be semi-erect.
Not fully erect. It's too much.
Yeah, I gotta teach a class on that, bro, because dudes do not know how to send dick pics.
Oh, man.
Bro, yo.
Terrible.
I'm gonna tell you right now, because I haven't sent a dick pic in over a decade, but I do still try to keep the romance alive and send a dick pic, you know what I'm saying, to wifey. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know why that's so fucking funny.
Bro, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I got four children,
you
bro.
You made that sound like a union job. You made that sound like a thing that you clock in to do. Like, you got an alarm on your phone. Like, oh, shit. Time to send
Heather.
Oh,
shit. Yo, hold on.
Fuck. All right, hold on, guys.
All right, where's the shea butter oil?
Yeah.
But, yo, listen, man. If you're going to send a dick pic, bro, make sure that it's not unsolicited. First of all, rule number one is make sure that it is solicited.
Yeah.
Solicited.
Consensual.
It must be solicited dick pic. Yeah. She gotta ask you, like, yo, let me, what you working with?
Yo, let me see that dick.
Let me see that zip, daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. It gotta be like that. It can't be like, yo, y'all just talking nasty and you just blah here.
If her asking doesn't sound like an Azalea Banks song, don't send it.
Exactly.
It has to sound like that.
There
it
has you go.
Bang,
it has to be aggressive.
Yeah.
And it has to be a demand. It can't be like, yo, you think you could maybe show me a show me that dick.
Yeah.
You
now,
know
bitch.
Now, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So if that's the case, that's step number one. If you got that out the way, great. We're halfway there. Now, what you got to do is actually get a boner, B. Like, because I don't understand motherfuckers that would just stand in front of a mirror and just take a picture of their dick and it's mad flaccid.
Bro, some shorties like the gummy, bro.
The gummy?
Yeah, man.
Word?
I don't know. They just, like, it's, because, like, they don't have one. So they're like, interested by that shit, you know,
in different stages.
Yeah.
It's like watching a butterfly go into cocoon.
Yeah. Especially if you're a grower, not a shower, like me. Like right now, I'm on, like, bro, print where? Non-existent. Gray sweats. You're not getting shit from me. Like,
yo, that's crazy.
I have to have a semi for that to be even a thing.
Got you.
So some shorties like the gummy because they like the difference and shit.
I'm on some, like, my shit be like, you know what I mean, like semi. Not semi a lot, but it's just, I'm a grower as well, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like also a shower, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I got the print will pop off. You know what I'm saying? I took a picture in Vice Studios.
Yeah.
And the comments was crazy. I was like, I had to delete like 90% of them shits. Because I was like, bro, I'm sorry, married man. But I'm like, I'd be wondering too, like what girls, like, you know what I'm saying? What women feel like? Because like, yo, that's, I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because to me, like a flaccid dick is just like a puddle of fucking hair and skin.
It just looks like a poor man who hasn't worked in a long time.
It looks like a sad wizard.
It looks like Pluto from Popeye.
But this is the thing. If you know how to fix it up, it's fine.
Yeah.
Some dudes would just be like, oh, shorty online. He's sitting on the fucking couch eating Cheetos. Just whip the shit out. You see the crumbs all over the place.
On the dick, bro. Ashy.
With the flash?
With the flash.
Disgusting.
Yo, if your dick is ashy, bro, that's like the most basic shit. Like, you wouldn't go outside with ashy legs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, in shorts, nigga. Why would you send a picture of an ashy-ass dick?
Yeah.
It don't make no sense.
I don't know how we got here.
And then they'll send it without even saying nothing, bro.
Yeah.
Some people need to be stoned.
Stoned to death. Like Henry Kissinger?
Yeah. Yo.
Oh, fuck my you, God. Motherfucker. Yeah. Victory Light, episode 8, motherfucker.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? I hope you enjoyed it. You know. know what I'm saying? If it didn't, go fuck yourself.
Hey,
you know
wait. Hold on. Shout out to you going another whole episode not saying you're washed. Amazing.
He said it when I got here this morning, though. He ain't say it all. He ain't say it live.
You son of a bitch. You got me again. Victory light, bitch. And you know that it's victory light. And you know we're coming to the fight. Boom, 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 boom.
A victory light.